I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If the Skins win,
we need
it
a win.
Sets the tone.
Of course, totally. We need a win for the t-shirt sales.
Yes.
We need
the
one.
Non-existent
we have a
t-shirt sales.
Stake.
Vest.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We're totally vested.
Right.
I should be pulling hardcore for the Skins.
You haven't asked me for any money yet, so that's good.
Not yet, because I haven't seen any sort of bill yet.
Right.
Once I see a bill, you'll get a bill, too.
We do have the design.
It's being worked on.
We don't have the design.
Not yet. I'm not a graphic artist. Are you kidding? Think
well,
I'm going to come up with anything
hard
like
is
that?
It? Big phallic symbol, horny for Zorny.
I don't know.
You don't want to do that?
A phallic symbol?
Yeah.
On a t-shirt that you're going to sell?
No, you can't put a phallic symbol
it's gotta
on it.
It's got to be PG-rated.
Can't put a penis on the shirt.
Come on.
Who's going to buy that?
I think it'd be a big hit. Don't people buy t-shirts that have like the F word on it?
Yeah. You know what they are? Rednecks.
Big Johnson's used to sell a lot.
Big Johnson's.
Pathetic t-shirts.
Yeah. That shouldn't be our business model we aspire to. Big Peckers, Big Johnson's, please.
I think
horny for
aspiring for like 50 t-shirt sales.
This guy is such a hater. He's like, it's not that hard to come up with. We were the first.
Hornyforzorny.com. Under construction. Coming soon.
How much have you already lost on this venture, by the way?
Not that much.
I thought it took like a couple $100 to get the trademark.
$450 for the trademark.
You already spent
not
it.
That much.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
To apply for the trademark. You keep saying he has a trademark. He's applied for trademark. I know when we trademarked Sports Junkies, it took well over a year.
Did the rest of the guys chip in for that trademark?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, but we're all in spirit. It's just a matter of. He just got to give me the bill. Whatever the bill is.
There'll be a detailed bill, hopefully, once all the merchandise
is I'm not paying him jack until I actually see the product.
The merchandise. I'm starting to think there will never be a t-shirt.
No, you're going
to
get a bill. You're never going to get any profits.
No, we're going to get. Well, I don't know about profits, but there will be a product.
I hope so.
Cakes. Let's solidify today. Let's solidify today. We'll sell them at Buffalo Billiards.
Sell them? Like, hand to hand? That's so old school.
Well, how else are you going
to
do
that?
Why don't we run two sticks together and make fire?
You need credit card money
coming
in.
Yeah, but dude.
Jesus.
If you're going to make sales there, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to do some grassroots.
Seems a little hacky.
You got to pound the pavement.
Of course it's hacky.
You know what we'll do? We'll just get our interns to go out and sell our t-shirts.
Really? Just walk them down the streets.
Yeah.
Selling horny for Zorny t-shirts.
Right out in front of 7-Eleven.
Yeah, what a terrible business plan.
You just go to food courts during lunch.
What a disaster.
Yeah.
Horny for Zorny.
Sell it.
We'll have to see how it pans out.
Seriously, we need a win.
Need a win big time.
Because if they lose the opener, and then who do they play in week two?
I think New Orleans or Arizona.
It could go downhill quickly.
Let me just throw out a distress signal. James from Colorworks Promotions. You better get those presses running, baby. Start printing them up.
If
they win,
here's your idea.
Banner sales.
From a listener.
Yes.
Horny for Zorny, big Washington Monument. You know what you do? You just have a guy in a Washington Monument coming out of his pants. And it says, horny for Zorny.
It's not bad.
You know, the epilogue to that was that we actually did come out with Horny for Zorny gear.
We did.
And they got off to a 6-2 start, and we killed it.
For a while,
absolutely killed it. And
some
then
nice checks were rolling in.
And then it started to turn, the worm turned, and then we had literally a warehouse full of Horny for Zorny gear.
Correct.
Although, I thought that would be fun to listen to since we
just talked
about it.
Although, to be honest, he was more on the hook for that than we were. I don't think
it just
really
means
suffered.
We're savvy business people.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I know he eventually got rid of the whatever you call that.
The excess inventory?
Yeah, the inventory. He ultimately did get rid of it, but he had to start selling it with X's through it. It was a whole thing.
Hopefully he just sold it or just gave it away to like areas of crisis around the world.
I mean, it was so big, and we were getting significant checks. It was so big that they had like coffee mugs, sweatshirts, hoodies, beanies, like scar, everything.
Women's sizes.
Everything.
Right.
Hey, was a cottage industry.
How big were those checks?
$200
No, more than that.
I got one that I believe was for four figures. Yeah. Like low four figures.
Yeah, it was like for a week.
It was like $1,050. Yeah. I looked at it, I went, what?
But the typical, you might have hit
one. Yeah, but it only happened for a few weeks. Right. And then it peaked, then it just started to turn, yeah. And then literally nothing.
Right. It crashed.
Can you imagine if they went to the playoffs that year?
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, we had a whole thing going.
$10,000.
I would have had a heroin habit.
Well, our whole fear was that Zorny was going to put the kibosh on it, and he never did. You know?
He put the kibosh on himself.
Yeah.
Just being
okay?
Right. Sorry, coach.
We had the same thing with Sice for Bryce going. That thing was hot.
Oh, it was so hot.
And then I got
checks for those.
Then we got
these
the
guys love each other.
The Sice for Bryce.
And that's when I was nubs.
I don't even know what Bryce we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I still don't.
Because there was a baseball on it.
But I don't think he owns the name Bryce.
Can't make that connection.
I really actually think it was kind of flimsy, and we just buckled.
It was.
Very flimsy.
Our lawyers could have easily
That's
bought
another
that.
Reason why our lawyers are
annoying. Well, it's because we're the home of the Nationals.
Right.
I know. We want to have a good relationship with them, but, I mean, the fact is it was very flimsy.
I agree.
Well, I can't do Sice for Max or
Sice for Kirk.
Yeah, I mean... But they don't own their first names. Did Bryce trademark his first name, last I've seen?
You can get a Merry Kirkmas Ugly Christmas sweater on Kirk's website if
so
you want.
Please tell me all that money's going to charity.
I'm sure
I know
it is,
right? He's not doing that to raise money. I know it's a bit, but he's not doing that to really make...
I would assume he's raising money for charity.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
a very charitable guy.
Right.
Right now, we're going to hook up our listeners. Caller 10, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Georgetown take on Syracuse. Somebody tweeted me that I say Syracuse, and it should be Syracuse.
No, it's not Syracuse. It's Syracuse.
Syracuse. There you go. Like syrup?
Yeah.
Syracuse. I just go Syracuse. It's at the Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale through the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in all week long right here on 106.7 The Fan. Get more details at thefandc.com/contest. An 11th caller at 800-636-1067. We're going to send you to go see Dead & Company live in concert November 21st at the Capital One Arena. Cakes is already booking his parking. Tickets on sale now through Live Nation, the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in right here on the Junkies and on the Fan. TheFanDC.com/contest is courtesy of Live Nation.
I don't know when this went up. Might have just went up now, but there is a Horny for Zorny t-shirt up on eBay for $40 right now.
What? You sure it's not $4? It's $40?
$40.
What?
Yep.
Hey, have the dude bring it to you to sign and then get a percentage of the profit because that could go for double.
Is that a buy it now price or people? There's nobody bidding on it. That's impossible.
No, I think that's just the buy it now price.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's putting a $40 bid on a Horny for Zorny.
It's a classic.
It is.
Nostalgia's big. Okay?
Nostalgia sells. You're right about that. There's no doubt about it.
Double XL, though. You have to be a bit of a tubby. If you plan on wearing it. But you might just want to frame it.
Who's going to frame that?
Gotta be horny to get some of those checks
all right,
again.
For Bish, who's off this week or the rest of this week and next week, Cake, CB, I'm JP. Granddaddy next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.